This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing to get the special teams in order, that's for sure. That was probably the one area that was the biggest concern after that performance. And yeah, like you said, it's an opportunity for him to really kind of yell at some guys because the special teams performance was not great.
Nick Akridge, moments ago on our Beltway Blitz. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Jeremy Fowler's had a ton of insight into the Terry McLaurin situation over the last several weeks. And matter of fact, last week he was the guy with the most new intel on what's going on with McLaurin. So we wanted to track him down. We'll have him on the show at 5 o'clock today right here on the Fan. We will get to the bottom of McLaurin and the Commanders with the ESPN Insider. That's coming up in 33 minutes. But, Danny, you are of the belief that the bludgeoning at the hands of the Patriots with Washington's backups in the game and none of their starters really playing was a good thing.
I am 100% in favor of it in this sense. There's been way too much. We've arrived, not necessarily from the team. I don't blame anybody specifically. It's not one person. But it's whether it's a sentiment among the fan base, whether it's kind of this internal feeling that's kind of leaked externally. Everyone's just kind of assuming. I mean, every year, and again, I understand it's different ownership, different regimes, different, you know, idiots were in charge. But every time Washington would go on some kind of winning streak in one of those fluky years, people would go, ah, that's who we are now. I remember after 2012, people that had covered this league for a long time, insiders and everybody smart, people that were connected, were openly talking about 12, 13 wins going into 2013. There was this assumption that, yep, we've got it, we're good. And that sort of feeling, that arrogance, that puffing your chest out because you're one of the cool kids now, has been permeating everywhere. It's not me telling you that the bottom is falling out, they're about to have a disastrous season or anything like that. But my point is, there's been an assumption. There's been this, all we've got to do is roll 53 jerseys out with the appropriate burgundy and some footballs, and we're going to sleepwalk our way to 11, 12, 13 wins. And my point is, if anything, it's harder. The analogy you always use is it's harder to write the second bestseller than it is the first. I think that's a thing. You're now a targeted team. You are now circled on your back. And that preseason performance was so bad, it's a reminder that nothing is easy. It's a reminder. I know a lot of the guys, there's no Bobby Wagner on the field or no Jaden Daniels, none of the stars. That's not what it's about to me. The point to me is it ain't going to be that easy. If you want to have the kind of season you want to have, you are in for a harder fight than you had last year. And there's been way too much complacency. It just kind of felt like, whether it's an individual person or a moment, just kind of the vibe I've got, whether it's from the fan base or otherwise, this was just a smack of reality in your face. Cold water on the raging fire that is the hype train that's trying to leave the station for Washington. So to me, this was a great set of teachable moments where you heard Nick Akridge say it very well. This is teach tape. This is, I can grab you by the face mask and yell at you a little bit. This is a reminder that nothing is given to you. And if anything, it's going to be harder this year than it was last.
So I definitely think the fan base is walking around like RS doesn't stink a little bit. I get that vibe for sure. And I take pride in the fact that people feel good finally. So it's not like a bother right to me. It's not like I'm telling anybody, hey, don't be excited. You shouldn't be jacked up for the season.
But an important distinction. Thank you.
There is this like cock of the walk thing with the chest out, like we've made it as a fan base for sure. But I don't think that's the same as the team doing it at all. And so that would be the line I would draw. The media, similarly, the local media in town, not necessarily like some of the beat people that are covering this team day in and day out, but like what I would consider fanalists or people that are intertwined with the organization that are in the media, or even some of like the media that doubles as a fan, like that kind of group. Yes, there is a lot of pom-pom waving and like they're going to be so good and this is awesome. And again, some of that is it's a long time coming and you're kind of riding the wave a little bit. So I definitely think there's a reality to what you're suggesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I just think that's a very different thing than the team operating that way. And I don't necessarily get that sense. It might be that behind the scenes they think they're going to be really good, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But do you think that Peters and Quinn are walking around like they've made it? Is that what you're suggesting? Do you think that in their mind they now expect or they, you know, they'd be shocked if the team comes out and doesn't play at the same level, or that the players are assuming that they're one of the best in the NFC? Because I think the fan part, check. The media part, yeah, I think you're right. Cart before the horse a little bit here. But that's so different than what's happening between the walls in the building.
Probably, to a degree. I would say that Peters and company are acting like they're pretty good, though. I mean, you're not willing to spend a dollar more to pay Terry McLaurin, as if to say this will work itself out. There's some other big game hunting they could have done this offseason, both at the defensive end, defensive line positions.
Last year, I think that's maybe more just how he does it than like thinking
entirely possible. Entirely
last
possible.
Year they did the same thing, and he didn't think they were that good. Now, right, they accidentally were.
Yeah.
But in other words, I remember having the same complaint with you 1 year ago where it's like, they didn't want to upgrade this position. And it ended up rearing its head a little bit. Like, mm-hmm, they could have made a few more moves, and maybe, who knows, you play a closer NFC championship game or you're a little bit better team in the regular season. But it worked out okay.
No, it certainly did, especially given the context of the year before and the years before where you were under-talented dramatically. They're better, and I'm not complaining about that necessarily. So I'm not accusing Dan Quinn of not having his head on straight. But I do wonder. I do wonder about the players, if some of that attention doesn't get to you in a certain kind of way. So again, nothing has been hurt yet. And that's kind of my point here. Is if you just sort of given that kind of effort and still beat New England or played much better against them and held your own, then there's no lesson learned. And that's kind of my point here, is this is a, all it is cold water, is a reminder that it ain't that easy, right? So the players hopefully had that, oh, that's right, this is a war. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be that simple. I don't think this is a, you know, Lance Newmark and company are going, yep, we got it, we're already done, see you in the NFC title game. I don't think that's the case. I don't mean to imply that.
No, I didn't think you were. But what I'm saying is, if the fans are being overzealous in how good the team's going to be, which is probably true, and the media is kind of falling into this, like, you know, let's all revel in this and celebrate in this, and, you know, anybody says anything other than the best quarterback in the world's on this team, mm-hmm. and Dan Quinn's awesome when he turns his hat around, like, you just get a bunch of people yelling at you.
Yeah.
So you kind of, you know, roll around in the fun of the team being good right now, and I think you're seeing some of that. But all I'm saying is that doesn't matter any more than when someone suggests, like, you guys need to keep focused on the Bengals. You know, you and Danny are talking too much about 2 weeks from now. You need to keep focused on the Bengals. And I'm like, bro, I don't play the games.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be looking ahead to the game where the division's on the line next week, in 2 weeks, against the Cowboys, even though the Bengals game is this week. Yes, they're playing the 0-11 Cincinnati. I'm making this up. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not a player, bro. And so I'm kind of saying the same thing to you, which is,
yeah,
I think what you're perceiving as happening, it's very possible. I'm not saying it isn't, but I have no evidence to think that it is, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
There's no reason to assume, other than the point is, you know, if the fans are doing this and the media is doing this, you might be reading your press clipping.
Yeah, so number one, I don't know if it is or isn't, whatever this phenomenon that we're talking about is. I do know that they got embarrassed and were terrible
this past
Friday.
So that brings me to my
next
point. Not their good players. So, like, when you say that they learned a lesson, no, they didn't. Deebo Samuel's not watching Chris Moore drop passes going, man, if you drop passes in this league, you lose. Like, those guys are advisors. They're talking to Logan Paulson and the guy from Redskins TV doing sideline interviews the whole time, or Commanders TV, I apologize. And, you know, they're doing whatever that is, like cutting up and having a good old time. I guess that's where I would disagree with the premise, maybe. And we can open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. But, like, I don't think enough good players is not a good term.
I know what you mean, though. Starter, frontline players.
The real-life mm-hmm. players that are going to determine what they are this year played, for this to be like an eye-opening moment. If Johnny Newton got pancaked three times and we're watching that in the film room, maybe. If Trey Amos went out there and got worked, if you played your starters and you were down 14-0 in New England, I think that's thank God, that this is a reality check. This was a, we're not breaking a sweat, we're all on the sideline throwing the basketball around with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, we just want people to be healthy.
So that's how I view it.
Which I think is fine. So that to me is almost secondary for my point. Again, we treat not meeting expectations as like one of the ultimate crimes in sports, right? Not just you and me, but everybody. So I guess I'm more talking almost to the fans and assembled media and whoever that's crowning everybody before anything real has happened.
That's what I was trying to get to.
And that's really what ultimately I care about more than the players having some teach tape. It's the... You and I have tried to say this a couple times, and I don't want to steal put words in your mouth, but I think you've said this, and I've certainly have too. It is my belief they could be better than last year and have by far a worse record, lose two more games, maybe three more games, and still be on paper a better football team than they were last year, and not get every break, and not catch a Hail Mary, and have some stuff happen with a better schedule. And we'll treat that as this. And again, the Houston comp is the one that fits to me like a T. This is a disastrous organization in the wake of Deshaun Watson. We're in the wake of Dan Snyder. A scandal for the ages, right? A joke of a team, can't get out of their own way, has their first good season in a while, and everybody in the preseason rankings has them challenging Kansas City, challenging Buffalo, being the elite of the AFC. They were fine. 10-17, won a playoff game. Nothing wrong with what they did, but the expectations had, I mean, the flames were fanned like you wouldn't believe. Because this team went to the NFC title game last year,
yeah,
that's what the expectations are. And if they fall short of that by, you know, finishing second in the division to Philadelphia, the first back-to-back win in this division in decades, because they're incredibly well-built and awesome, and they only win a wild card game and lose in the second round, people are going to treat it as this insult to them and this grave disappointment. And I guess my point is, let's not have that happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's this assumption among way too many people, and that's, I guess, more what I'm addressing than teach tape.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.